What did you say?
I said, I am one funny chick.
You are one funny chick.
Where's Bunny Bun?
You haven't retrieved Bun out of my bed for like 3 days. I don't know what to tell you. Bun has been in my bed.
You always get them for me. That's why I'm not used to it.
What are these, chopsticks?
Why are the chopsticks in them?
What are those, pads?
I have no idea. Oh no, those are from my shoebox.
So, let me get this straight.
That's what they are. They're from inside my shoes.
Those are the trash things from the inside of the toes of your shoes. And instead of putting them in the trash can, which is literally right there.
No, they were inside the box, and then the box fell. They probably fell out. And I didn't see that they fell out. You'll be out of place and underdressed.
So we need to figure out where your heart pillow is, because, why gone? You're saying that like you know something.
I don't know anything.
It's got to be someplace, you know.
There was something back there.
That was the dumbest thing I could have said.
Is that it?
It's got to be someplace. I don't think so.
There was something back here, and I couldn't see what it was. Mm. I saw that
awesome.
Yesterday.
Nice.
And I was like, I wonder what that is. I'll check it out tomorrow, and then I forgot about it.
What is this? Kool-Aid? Is that my raspberry Kool-Aid?
Maybe. Who knows?
Wait, so did we just clean these sheets?
I haven't had Kool-Aid recently.
Hmm. Hair dye?
Maybe. I mean, from a while ago, if it is hair dye.
Alright.
The doorman from them. Okay. So, interesting little thing here.
Tidbit?
Yeah. Well, not really a tidbit. I was gonna say that, but then I was like, not really fitting. Just interesting part of my day.
Okay.
So, last week, I was like, I really want to make up, like, a secret code language. So I made one, but it was kind of like, eh. And then I showed it to Ryle, and she was like, oh, I have a language, a code that I made up in elementary school. I bet I can still remember part of it. So she kind of wrote it down, and she was like, I have a key for it. I'll bring it on Monday. Then she forgot, and she brought it today. And she showed it to me. And at lunch, we were looking at it, and I was trying to memorize it, and now I have it memorized.
It's a code for what?
The alphabet.
A secret language?
Yeah.
What's the code? What's the key?
What do you mean? It's not like when it's the alphabet and then you like shift it down a few. So like
it's not that
M is A. No, it's like symbols.
Oh, okay.
And I have it memorized now. Now I can just like fluently write it.
Oh.
Just interesting little thing.
Nice. Does anybody else know the language?
No, but we're probably going to teach it to, like, Yvette or something.
Okay.
So we can have, like, I don't know what we're going to write. I don't know what's so secretive.
I don't know why you made the evil, the evil, evil hand-wringing thing. Because it's, in order to understand the language or the code, you'd have to have the key.
Not if you have it memorized.
Yeah, that's true.
There's maybe, like, three or four that I'm kind of iffy on.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of have to, like, sit there and think for a second before I'm like, oh, yeah. But all of them I have in my head.
So let me shift gears into dad hat guy for a minute.
Dad hat guy.
Yeah. So when you spend time memorizing a secret code in a day that you've almost got down so that you can write secret codes, it makes me feel frustrated when you're not doing as well as you could be in math. Because I'm thinking to myself, why isn't she putting that same kind of effort towards memorizing?
I am. Nancy will study the entire advisor. That's what we've been doing for the past week for our
what?
Test.
For math?
Yeah. Good. I got a B in my quiz.
All right. Nice job. But overwhelmingly, that's not the attitude you have towards math. Overwhelmingly, your attitude towards math is you coast along until the ship starts sinking, and then you want a lot of high fives and props for bailing out all the water and making sure the ship didn't sink. When I want you to be keeping the water out in the first place. You got to change your thinking. You can't just bust hump only when things start going south. It's not a good strategy for success. You're constantly playing catch up. You're constantly behind the eight ball. You're constantly stressed out. So, spend the same amount of time making sure you don't, baby. You can't possibly tell me that you spend the same kind because you got a D. And if you did, spend the same amount of effort as some of the other things you do that are more hobbies, that are, you know, fun stuff, then you'd have an A.
Of course I want to spend more time on fun stuff.
Yeah, we'll get over that, because otherwise the fun stuff's going to go away. Listen, you can make the face if you want, but the fun stuff's going to go away.
You turn every conversation into this.
I don't turn every conversation into this.
You turn a lot of conversations into lectures.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, then you need to listen back to our conversations, because most of our conversations aren't lectures. You need to not shift the focus to whether or not I change the conversation into lectures, and start focusing on the fact that the content of my lecture means that you need to get your head out of your butt and start doing better in school. Because it's easy to turn that around and say, oh yeah, my dad only does this, my dad only does that. And the reality of the situation is, you're not doing all that you can to do well in school. And that's not a dad issue. That's a Sid issue. I think I've been pretty good about celebrating your successes for the things that you like to do, your hobbies, your interests. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Hmm?
I said yeah.
Okay. Let's start to do your part. Okay? Okay. Say bro.
I go for a good night's sleep and get in tomorrow. I'm done all your day at work. Everything's on my spot. Let's have a good day today. Let's have a good day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. When was your quiz?
When was my quiz?
This week?
Last week.
Mm-hmm. When's your test?
Friday.
Okay. So tomorrow night, if you want me to quiz you on some of the concepts, go over that to make sure that you're going to ace it.
Okay.
I'll be home early tomorrow because I'm working in a different area.
Cool.
So.
Sable and I are probably going to study in advisory too.
Okay. Okay.
I think I got this area pretty down. I would have gotten an A, but I sat there for 20 minutes because I couldn't remember for the life of me how to do one of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he showed us the answers for the text, I was kicking myself because that's the easiest thing.
Because you knew it and you just had a brain fart.
And I was staring at it like, what do I do with this? So I just didn't do it because I had no idea how.
Was it the only one you didn't do?
Yeah. I got all of the rest of them.
Was it in the middle, like you skipped it and then came back to it towards the end, or?
Yeah, I was looking at them, because I just kind of like, the quizzes are just like tiny half sheets with like five problems on them, and a bonus. But, so I just kind of went through them, and I was like, I have no clue how to do this. But I did! I was sitting there for the entire class period just thinking of how to do this, and I couldn't think of it.
Well,
But
just
I
keep
know
that
how to do it,
knowledge
and I know
because,
how to do all of them. Yeah, if I look
math
over
is
my
building blocks.
quiz and I look over my quiz and study that, and I notes for the past few days. Just make sure I have it in my head. I will be good to go.
Right. Well, good. I have faith in you. Even though you're laying on Ben Bunn's head.
Bun.
Ben Bunn. Ben Bunn. Ben Bunn. Ben.
My
All right,
name's not
get some good
Ben.
sleep. So the dentist, I didn't even talk to you about the dentist. He said, good job. He tightened up and fixed what he needed to fix.
Yeah, my mouth is so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
You see it?
What? Open your mouth a little. What is it?
They mixed up this like stuff, like the gross stuff that tastes gross.
The
And
gross stuff that tastes gross.
yeah.
And did what? Oh, the
They
fillings?
stuffed it in my teeth.
For what?
Because, I don't know. I have no clue.
Okay.
They just did it. And this one, they couldn't do anything about it going out too far. And look right there.
Yeah.
You see, like the tip of my look past my finger, the past the tip of my finger.
Okay. On the top, right? Yeah, I could see it.
That thing on my cheek, because it's going out too far, and every time I keep
You gotta bite.
biting
You
down on
bite.
my
You.
cheek. It's
That
not
sucks.
sharp, and doesn't hurt, but it just kind of like boop boop,
It
and it's
smashes
just
it. It's
annoying.
gonna. Yeah, it's gonna give scar tissue
It's
there, and
just
it's gonna make it.
aggravating.
And of course, the more you bite it, it swells a little bit, which makes it more susceptible of being bitten.
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
And I just tightened a bunch of stuff. My mouth just sore all over.
Well,
Yeah.
at the end of the day, you're gonna have a beautiful smile.
Got their braces off recently? Someone at our school got their braces off recently. And it looks really, really pretty.
Sandy
Jenny
gets
got
hers
her
off, I
braces
think.
off recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she get hers before you?
Yeah. She got hers in sixth grade.
All right,
I
get some
take a
sleep.
good night.
I love you.
Love you.